Blog Talk Radio.
The Ata Ewakan, Sacred Wind. You are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits. Help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
Card reader, and also she does great natural healing. We're going to talk a little bit today about things and see what's going on. Thank you for joining us. We've had some technical difficulty through January, so we're working on getting the radio back up again, and that's going to be wonderful. Sorry about the background noise. That was a song trying to play over again, so our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad if you want to talk to us. Again, that phone number is 347-237-5339. Our radio shows are normally Mondays at 11 a.m. Central. I wanted to announce Bridget Liebarger is a great chiropractic and acupuncturist She is a great acupuncturist, and she also helps with chiropractic adjustments at Stages Wellness Holistic Center in Belleville. I wanted to advertise Java Zen coffee. You can go to javazen.co. It's a great superfood coffee that doesn't give you the jitters, and it's really good for you. I also wanted to announce that Marsha McMahon is having Reiki classes February 3, 10, and 24, and you can go to her email at divineconnectionswithreiki.com. It's Angel Reiki, and she's looking for people to sign up. Deadline is February 2nd, so you can sign up there at divineconnectionswithreiki.com for more information. So go check Marsha McMahon out for more information. Again, that's Divine Connections with Reiki, divineconnectionswithreiki.com. Deadline is February 2nd. Okay, we're going to get on with our show. Our guest is Marsha Shulman. She's an excellent angel card reader. She does fabulous readings, and she's also wonderful at healing. So again, the phone number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad. We'll take your call. I'm going to bring Marsha on now. Welcome to the show, Marsha. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. I'm doing great. It's so good to be on the phone with you or on the show with you.
Thank you. It's always been nice to have you as a guest.
Thank you. I think this is the first time, in the new year. This new year of 2020. Yeah. I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Good. So how has your life been lately?
One word, healthy.
Healthy is a good word.
Yes. I'm thankful for that, and I've been walking about an hour a day at the park, and I post some days pictures of the birds and reptilian creatures when I see walking around the park. So it's become my, not only my pastime, but it's actually, I've talked about walking before, and every now and then, depending on the weather, I don't walk. And on the days that I can't walk because of the weather, I just don't feel good. So I really, really enjoy my walk. Gives me time to think and interact with nature. And, I see the same people pretty regularly walking and just, nodding to each other as we're passing. It's, it feels like comradeship.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I've been doing good. Thank God.
Right. Well, you always look for health to be, very positive. And when it's not positive, we work to make it positive.
Exactly. Yes. And
walking is very, very good for you, which I found to be wonderful when it's not icy outside. We had quite a big ice storm, so I couldn't walk for a couple of days, but then I got to walk some. So it's very healthy, and I like being healthy.
Yes. Stay that way. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, on days that I can't walk, I try to exercise in the house, but that's not as much fun.
Yeah, we try to make it fun. I think if we put our clothing on a different way and brush our teeth a different way and try to roam around and be funny, sometimes that's fun.
Right. That's true. Yes. And, I see a lot of people walking dogs, and since I live in a condo that doesn't allow animals, You know, I enjoy stopping and, you know, petting the dogs, or usually it's bigger dogs that people walk, but, you know, some of them have smaller dogs. And I find that the little dogs are usually more skittish. So I don't, you know, I'm not as interactive with them as the larger dogs.
Yeah, the larger dogs are somewhat nicer than some of the small. Now, smaller dogs can be nice. It depends on, you know, what animal you're dealing with.
Right. And also the breed, too. The particular breed determines the disposition a lot of times. Yeah. And, you know, just doing things around my apartment and staying busy.
That's good.
So have you continued
to have
that?
It's always nice to be busy.
Yeah. Have you continued to have bad weather since the weather that knocked out the power about a week or two ago?
Well, a week or two ago, yeah. I would say right now it's pretty good. It's in the 50s and it's sunny, so that's quite an improvement from icy and snowy. You know, some up in the northern parts of Missouri and Illinois, it's icy and snowy, you know, and it's gotten better, but still, you know, it's not great. So it's nice that that weather kind of wore away, you know, now, and we're a lot better off.
Good, good. Yep. Our weather.
Before that, you know, Blog Talk was having tech issues, like big time, you know, wouldn't let me on, cutting me out. You know, finally it's back to normal, so I'm glad for that.
Oh, great. Did they find out, I guess, what caused the issues?
I guess more than one person was having trouble, so I'm thankful to have a show. You know, it just, you know, was naturally working. So I'm glad for that. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to be on today. It's been a while.
Well, I'm happy you're here.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I like to advertise your card readings and your healings. They're all very good.
I enjoy it. I really, it's one of those things that makes me feel good because I'm contributing, you know, to, you know, in reading the cards, contributing to the other person. So I enjoy doing that.
Yep. I heard a guy tell me, he said, do your work, you know, make sure you do your work. And that's doing readings. So that's what he said, you know, you may stray away from it a little bit, but you'll come right back to it.
Exactly. You know, one of my friends that lives in Tampa called me, oh gosh, it was like 8:30 at night, and she lives a good hour from where I live, and she said, do you feel up to doing a reading for me today? And I said, you mean on the phone or in person? She says, well, I prefer in person. And I said, it's kind of late by the time you get here. She said, well, I really need a reading and I want to do it in person. So I said, okay. So,
oh, wow.
I was exhausted, but I did some exercise before she got here and boosted my energy, and it actually turned out to be a great session, and she was very grateful, and I was, you know, glad that I didn't put her off, because with her work hours, it really takes, you know, takes up most of her life between that and her children, so... It would be difficult for her to schedule something in person if I didn't see her that night. So I said, okay, all right. And it boosted me up too. It made me feel really good, like I contributed, you know, something to her. And she's always been really great with me, so I was happy to do it.
That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
you must have really needed that advice.
She did, yes, she did. She was sort of at a crux, you know, in her life, and she didn't know what to do, and it had gotten to the point where she wanted some input from the angels. So it really was after I boosted my energy and got over how late it was, you know, for her to be driving all the way over here, I really, you know, it's full of energy, and it was a great reading, and I'm glad I didn't turn her away, because who knows when she could have, with her work schedule and everything, who knew when she'd be able to come, you know, come to see me again. So, yeah. That, you know, it's...
That's wonderful. You know, you've offered shamanic work and healing for a number of years, I guess, so you're definitely ready to work and go, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, usually when I go to visit her, I usually take my cards, even though she doesn't specify, would you bring your cards with you? And I don't necessarily take them out until she asks.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to thrust it on her or anyone for that matter, but if she asks, then I, you know, I'll say, okay, let's have a session.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, you know, just to have them just in case, you know, and you go visit, and then, you know, somebody wants the question answered. Or
wants, you know, reading, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm sure you can tune in as well without the cards, but the cards usually help me pinpoint what is particularly up in that person's life, or what is in need of repair, or just a little tune-up, or, you know, if it's someone I don't know, then I'm starting at scratch. So it's definitely an indication. The cards are an indication of which direction, you know, they need assistance. So
absolutely.
I love my cards. Yeah, my cards are my friends. They guide me, as do my angels.
Yeah. Yeah, the angels do guide you. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I know you worked with animals a lot with your...
I guess it's your daughter.
Yeah.
You picked up with animals with the cards, or you just picked up on stuff, and
yeah,
she was kind
I
of,
can just,
you know, analytical.
Yeah, well, not so much analytical as I sense what's going on with them. And when I was laying on taking care of them about a month ago or so, and it was really delightful, because I only had the two smaller dogs, and the other two dogs were at the kennel. She didn't want to leave me with all four. And so I felt, you know, in tune with the two smaller dogs, and I could sense it, which was pretty amazing, because they don't speak. They'll come in, they may do a couple of different kinds of barks or little, you know, guttural noises to let me know what they want. But by the end of the 4 or 5 days I was there, I got what they wanted.
That's really good.
Yeah. It was a combination of the tone and also what posture, you know, and I knew one of the dogs pretty well. The other one was the new one, the little one that she had just recently adopted. And so trying to figure out what she, what he wanted. She's got one male dog and the rest are females. It was a little bit challenging at first, but I soon picked up on her his needs.
That's really good.
Yep. Yeah.
That you kind of pick up and sense, you know, and feel what the animals need, because that's what I do. You know, I just listen and see what their need is, tune in, and then do it for them.
Right, right. Yeah.
A lot of times it's pet me, feed me, you know, the obvious.
Right. Right. Or I can't get down from the bed. Can you help me down?
Right. Help me down from here. Mm-hmm. I know that one.
Yeah, especially the little dog, because her bed's up on, not stilts, but it's higher than most beds. And so the little dog, he can't jump down. I mean, he can, but she's afraid he's going to hurt himself because he's a little, I can't remember what he is, but he's small, tiny, a Yorkshire Terrier, that's what it is. And so I really didn't want to be responsible for him hurting himself. So he'd, you know, come in the room if I was lying on the bed reading or something, he'd come in the room and look up at me and get my attention and just let out a little whoop, you know, whoop, and I'd pick him up and he'd get up on the bed. Yeah.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Grand dogs are the best when you're grandma, you know, and even if you're just a person, you know, sometimes I bond with clients' dogs, you know, just right away because that's something big that I do. So I love dogs.
Yeah. I see a lot of dogs at the park, and I'm a little hesitant, you know, after I got bitten up by the fleas on one of the older dogs that was sick. Kept brushing up against me, and I had my ankles got really bitten up, and I got an allergic reaction to them. I think that was the last time I was on the show back in September, I think it was. And I was miserable. I was on antibiotic and, or not antibiotic, cortisone and all that because my reaction was so severe. So, you know, I'm less eager that I know who's walking when I'm walking, stops and chats with me. I'm less eager to, you know, go close to the dog because I haven't seen that same person with the dog that bit me, whose fleas bit me up, but I just don't want to risk it. It was an expensive proposition, getting the drugs and everything and seeing the doctor, and plus it was just really aggravating, itching and everything, so... Yeah, I have to be careful. I love to see them, but I don't want them up against me. The dogs at the park that I see. And, you know, then the owners have them.
Yeah, that's not a fun thing when you have a reaction.
No, no. Definitely not. Definitely not. But we've been having pretty decent weather, and so everybody's out at the park and walking their animals and, you know, I just say hello and move on.
That's wise because you don't know. I mean, it's nice when the dog doesn't have any fleas, anything that you would, you know, have an allergic reaction to, you know, it's better that way if you know the dog's been cleaned and treated, you know, that's a much better situation where you can interact with a dog. But I'm glad you're just speaking to the dog and moving on. You know, that does help too.
Yes, yes. Yes, so, you know, as I said, I would try to walk every day, and it just really makes me feel good.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, because you
yeah.
need the fresh air and all that kind
yeah.
of stuff.
And
when it's icy out, you really can't walk.
No. Not if you're living in a climate.
But I know Florida doesn't see a lot of that weather, so that's nice. You can get the benefit of walking, you know, a lot more than when it's ice and snow.
Yeah, and, you know, I still have winter coats in my closet, so if it gets, you know, below, you know, 30 or below 40 degrees even, I bundle up and I'm fine. I usually, you know, don't have any issues with the weather. I just don't like being out in the rain, though, because that can go down my neck and all that. That, for me,
right.
is the worst. Yeah.
I hear you on that. I'd like to keep warm, that's for sure, you know. You want to be warm and healthy and moving your body.
Right. I'd rather have too many layers and then I can take off, you know, some of the external layers in case, you know, I need to. But if I'm cold, no. There's no way I can, you know, get warmer without moving faster. And I've had to do that a couple of times when I didn't dress in layers. So, yeah, I'm usually pretty good at determining when I look at the weather forecast what I need to wear. Cold, I
yeah.
move a little faster.
That's a good sign.
Yep. Yeah,
because you'll get your cardio workout in.
Exactly. And I do try to do that specifically to get the heart rate up. Excuse me. And that's, you know, I have that in mind when I'm walking fast. And some of the other people, you know, they sort of lounge walk around the pond, and one of them commented to me, "You walk fast." I said, "Well, I'm trying to get my heart rate up for a period of time, and, you know, I'm just walking fast, but then I'll go into slow down mode after I've had so many minutes of walking fast." But the exercise and everything has really made me stronger. My legs are stronger, and I just feel really good.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want to feel good.
Yep.
That's
exactly
what I do when I do yoga and when I walk around. You know, I work at really pumping up the muscles, getting the heart rate
yep.
going.
Exactly. Yep. You know, you live where it snows. Fortunately, we don't really get snow here in
right.
Florida, so I don't have to worry about that. It's just the rain. I don't particularly like when it rainy season, because as I said, it goes down my, you know, down my neck, and
mm-hmm.
I just don't like the feeling of the water. It makes me chilled.
Yeah, it'll do that sometimes just with snow or rain, really.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're
exactly.
keeping healthy. That really sounds amazing, you know, and I'm doing the same thing.
Good. I'm happy to hear that for you. That's cool.
I'm really happy
yeah.
you're doing so well, you know.
Thank you.
And we're in the new year, and we're in the holiday of the 2024, and there's new energy, and I'm sure you had a great Christmas and a great new year.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I think I was here. I don't think I was out of town for New Year's. I think I was here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's good.
I've been to Atlanta twice in the last couple of months, once to take care of the dogs, but before that, to visit my daughter, the one who has the dogs. And then they decided to go out of town, and they called and asked me if I would watch the – they were going to put the two bigger dogs in the kennel, as I said, and I would watch the smaller dogs, two dogs. So other than that, I haven't been really anywhere. Oh, maybe before that I had gone to Miami, I think, just to visit for a little while, about 4 days. Yeah.
That's good.
But there's no place like home.
That's
feeling,
right.
Feeling good here.
That's amazing. Yeah. I'm glad you had a good holiday.
Thank you. Did you stay in Missouri?
I am still in Missouri, in Springfield, Missouri, that area right now, you know. But I travel around sometimes, you know, like to St. Louis and Illinois and to retreats, and I do different things. It's fun to get out. You know, I liked our healing thing we did in Florida. You know, it seems like it was yesterday. A while back, you know, when we had the classes together, that was fun.
Yeah. Yes.
So I like to do a lot of traveling, like to things like that.
That's awesome.
But I've been hanging around, you know, Missouri.
To think that Missouri would have snow, I don't know why. I just thought it was below the Mason-Dixon line. And it wouldn't be so, you know, cold. But I think you're probably going to start welcoming spring pretty soon. So,
yeah, I can't wait for it.
Because
I'm that little girl that likes to travel, so being on the map, I'll be going everywhere. Who knows?
Yes.
But the ice and snow kind of keep you inside, so.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't like having, I really don't like the snow. I used to when I was younger, but not anymore. And I never learned to ski, so.
I'm not much of a skier either.
Yeah.
I made snowmen, but, you know, I'm not really into it in Missouri. So I just wait it out, you know, and then you go in the spring.
Yes. Well, the thing is, I have winter coats, but they're not as heavy as if I was living back in New England where I grew up. I really would need to have warmer clothes and boots and all that. But, you know, living down in the South, and in Florida, I don't really need it. Plain old
cold. Florida has the nice weather except for the rain, I think.
Yeah. Sometimes the rain comes. There is a rainy season, and it comes in on a daily basis at some point. And then during the summer, it rains. Occasionally in the late afternoon when the air pressure builds up. I looked into the science of it one time, but I don't remember exactly what the conditions have to be for the rain when it's based on air pressure, though. I do remember that. So
cool.
Are we going to...
Well, we do have some... Yeah, you read my mind. I was just going to say, we have some callers. We have three, so we can take those, and then we'll go from there. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. First one is area code 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Wonderful. Sorry, ladies. I'm just grabbing a quick card out of my deck that I threw together here to...
Hi,
grab
William.
One out for each of you. Hello, Marcia. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, William.
Hear your voices, ladies. What a true blessing. Happy New Year to all of you and to all of your
Thank
listeners
you.
Today. And namaste. And I'm just a little chilly. I just stepped in from outside. I'm hand painting windows at a local establishment during Valentine's Day. So it's a little chilly outside. At least I have gloves and extra layers. It's a little hard to hand paint with gloves.
Absolutely.
But at least, doing my best. So, hey. But, blessings to you both. And let me see which Marcia. Your card is I hold the throat chakra, where actually you speak the truth and you constantly are very truthful and honest and lovely and delightful individual. Let's see, for Amanda, yours, Amanda, is financial and material changes. You're on your path, and things are shifting into where they should be and will be, and financial rewards and other rewards are on their way for you this year and each day
that
forward
is true.
As well.
Thank you so much.
So those are the two cards I wanted to at least tribute those to you, ladies, and say namaste and keep being the amazing ladies that you are. Love and adore you both, and looking forward to catching up more at a later point in time. I don't want to keep you today unless you have something else to for me. But no questions or anything. Just a true delight and honor to cheer you ladies on and wish a happy New
Thank
Year
you.
To all of your guests. So
thank you.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Marsha.
Thank you,
All right,
William.
Thank
Bless
you.
One, ladies.
Blessings to you, William. Thank you. All right, our next caller is a 111. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Happy New Year, Amanda and Marcia. And
Happy New Year.
I'm Amanda. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you. So good. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good year for both of y'all. I'm sure that
it is for you too.
Really? Okay. Yep. That's good. Anything on that,
yeah.
Amanda? I miss lady.
Do you have anything, Marcia, to tell her?
I don't know if she's already in a relationship, but I'm getting that there's going to be romance coming into her life. Are you already in a relationship?
I don't want to admit because we have a, but it did touch that, but I don't, I know you're right, but I don't want to confirm in my yes, you're right, sort of, kind of, but I just, right now, I don't know, but
okay.
Thank you, go on.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just, what's going on, go ahead.
And it's going to be a excellent relationship that's going to build you up rather than tear you down, you know, how some relationships
Absolutely.
Are not necessarily... Good. So go with the flow and don't be afraid is what they're telling me to tell you, that you're taking, the right path by moving forward in the new relationship or with the new person in your life.
When does that happen?
Amanda, go ahead. I was going to say I'm getting like 2 months at the max.
Yep, that's what I was getting too, and I didn't say anything. I think the tech issues were happening or something happened because I didn't say anything, but I agree with you, Marcia, 2 months.
For you?
I'm not thinking about it. But yeah, I mean, I know you. As time will tell. And but I just had a quick question here. Can you please have Amanda, you always been right on. She even gave me some good inspiration like many months ago when I was going through this hard time, and I wrote it down what she said, and I did it every day, and it helped relieve me from feeling worse than what I did. So thank you, Amanda. I have a question. It kind of resonates with what you just said, but I need to get confirmation because I'm having a lot of things going on in my life right now. I'm overloaded. And I'm glad the show came because I follow the Amanda show. So my question is, I know I'm supposed to be getting like an unexpected visit, but I'm not sure when that might be. But anyway, do you see, I have a good friend of mine that is going through some stuff right now, but do you see that legal proceeding, excuse me, stuff should be ending this year or before the end of the year or anything on that?
Are you talking to Amanda or do you want my
input? I was going to say, go ahead, Marcia. You know, do you have anything to tell her?
Seeing that it is going to be moving forward in the direction you want it to move forward. Yes, I'm getting it, Will.
And I get the same thing. It's going to move forward in the direction you want it to, and you're going to succeed, and you're going to have a great new year and a great life coming up.
Thank you very, very much. That's inspirational.
Thank you.
Well, okay, to you listening.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all.
Blessings.
Oh.
Okay, our last caller is 612. Hello, 612. You're on with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hi, this is Kathy. I'm great. Thank you so much, Mandy.
I was wondering.
Hi, Marcia. Could you tell me what you see coming? I guess I've been working on so many things and just been engrossed in the current and not knowing what my future is going to be. Kind of like.
Right.
Well, what significant you see? I guess.
Yeah. What I'm picking up on is that you need to focus on one or two things as your primary issues and then, you know, move forward and do what needs to be done with regard to those, the ones you've ranked as the top two. And then when those are taken care of, you'll feel relieved and then be able to start tackling some of the other less pressing issues.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now.
Good.
Okay. I guess I was just looking what I have to look forward to once I'm done with all of that because those come first. I wasn't sure. I moved and I want my life to, I mean, I just need things a little bit different. It's been kind of hard where I'm at. Being by myself and things like that. And I just wanted to kind of know what I have to look forward to.
Well, you do have good things to look forward to, but it's kind of hard to see, you know, that far ahead for you to see that far ahead because of all the things that you're dealing with now to get settled, et cetera. But knowing what's going to be beyond that is going to be in your best interest, going to be really something you're going to be happy with. It'll be something you'll enjoy the opportunities that'll come your way, you know, for friendships and, you know, just things to do and people to do it with. You're going to be very happy. But what they're saying is you need to be focused on getting settled right now, and then you don't have to really worry about it after that. Just
right.
Maintain.
And my finances will be okay. That's the one thing, because I've had such a life change. My finances in the future will be okay?
Yes, I'm getting they'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Marcia.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for
I
calling,
appreciate
Kathy.
It. Thank you so much for being on today. Take care. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was our last caller, Marcia. Thank you for being on the show with me today.
Oh, you're welcome. I always
enjoy
being
here. I'd love to do it again. All right. Thank you. Blessings, everyone. Have a good day. Thanks for being on, Marcia.